The linear quadratic exponential model is shown here at the top. Let's focus in on its two ratio parameters, beta over alpha for gamma rays and alpha for neutrons over alpha for gamma rays. In the table below, the first of these ratio parameters is set to literature values in the first two rows and values based on TDRA for the remaining rows. Meanwhile, the second ratio parameter, alpha for neutrons over alpha for gamma rays, which we can think of as a neutron RBE in the limit of low doses of gamma rays, that ratio parameter was set to literature values in the first three rows. Since I didn't have a T of R for neutrons, I couldn't predict alpha for neutrons, so instead I explored a range of values to see what happens. The predicted number of stem cells is shown on the right. The bottom line shows 10 to the 7th, which is closest to the literature values that we're trying to reach. Note that the risk estimate in the bottom row is roughly threefold higher than the risk estimate in the second row. The reason for this is that TDRA basically predicts a linear dose response in the interval between 0 and 4 gray.